News release. Niagara College. Niagara College's wine and beer students are ready to battle for beverage supremacy with the highly anticipated comeback of Caps, Corks and Forks. Organized by the college's Culinary, Tourism and Beverage Studies Division, the event to be held on February 22 will mark the 18th round of the popular, action-packed dinner series, which has been setting the stage for an ongoing playful competition between winery and viticulture technician, and brewmaster and brewery operations management students since 2012. Guests enjoy an elegant multi-course meal prepared by students from the School of Culinary Arts and a team of college chefs, led by Chef Justin Downs and Chef Catherine O'Donnell. Each course will be accompanied by a wine and beer pairing that has been carefully selected by students. Following each course, guests vote for their preferred pairing, with a cap for team beer or a cork for team wine. Anticipation builds as votes are tallied throughout the evening until the trophy is presented to the winning team, along with coveted bragging rights. Craig Udale, Dean of Culinary, Tourism and Beverage Studies, noted that the event's format and exciting atmosphere have been a recipe for success during the past 13 years. It's one of the best expressions of student activity that our division could host. We will have close to 100 people involved from culinary, pastry, hospitality, media, brewing and winemaking, said Udale. The experience of Caps, Corks and Forks is unprecedented in the college system and showcases each and every aspect of the culinary tourism and beverage programs at Niagara College to the community and beyond. Team Wine includes a group of 7 first-year students who will present their wine selections, which will all be VQA Ontario wines, including one from the NC Teaching Winery. Wine professor and team coach Gavin Robertson noted that Caps, Corks and Forks provides unique hands-on learning experience for students that reinforces key skills in wine evaluation, food and wine pairing, and service. This event really stands out because it requires students to apply their skills in a high-pressure, real-world setting where they must interact with industry professionals and the public, said Robertson. The competitive element also pushes them to refine their tasting and pairing expertise while developing teamwork and communication skills. Corey Patey, Cambridge, St. Catharines, who enrolled in the program after working in hospitality industry for the past 20 years, is excited to bring his passion for food and wine to the competition. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us students to get in front of industry leaders and potential employers to showcase that talent that Niagara College produces and the sense of community it fosters, said Patey. Caitlin Ensinger, Sarnia, is looking forward to presenting for Team Wine while admits she feels slightly nervous as a first-year student just beginning her wine education journey. Learning about wine and food pairings from this event will be extremely helpful with current courses, and future careers, she said. I am looking forward to presenting the wines that we decide on in public and getting more experience in networking and public speaking. Meanwhile, members of Team Beer have also been rigorously analyzing the menu. Their selections will include all Ontario brews, ideally with NC alumni connections, with a limit of 2 student-crafted products from the college's teaching brewery. The biggest win is that the students create and strengthen bonds both with other students in the program and other students in culinary and wine programs, said beer professor and team coach Adrian Popowicz. Students transcend beyond theory and hone the equally important soft people skills that help them in their future careers. It brings everyone together in a uniquely NC way. Jonathan Wallington, Welland, is among 10 brewmaster students hoping to win the trophy for Team Beer. I believe this will help my career in brewing not only for understanding how beer can pair with different foods but allow me to broaden my understanding of my palate for when I pursue my BJCP certification, he said. I'm looking forward to the friendly competition. I find that great success comes from having good rivals. We're excited to bring together our hospitality and culinary schools students once again to serve such a formidable event, said Victor Oliveira, manager of catering and special events. The beer and wine students are deeply involved in not only the selection of their contestant beverages, but also in the service and logistics of the event. We also have hospitality students that were in their second semester that volunteered to work the event, returning as fourth semester students going for a victory lap. Much more skilled and much more confident. The dinner menu for the event includes a variety of past hors d'oeuvres, citrus cured salmon, Niagara greenhouse salad, roasted pork belly and pumpkin agnolotti, Ontario boneless short rib pastrami, and dark chocolate pasta. Tickets are now available, while supplies last, for caps, corks and forks round 18, to take place on February 22 at the Daniel J. Patterson campus in Niagara on the Lake, Student Commons, from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. For tickets and event details, visit https://www.eventbrite.ca/e/caps-corks-and-forks-18-tickets-111304315509?f=oddtdt creator